It means that it is in danger now of collapsing worse than it had, and that it's a very fragile site right now. NTSB investigators are still mostly working with documents, recordings, interviews. They haven't really been able to get to the containers where there are some hazardous materials that were apparently spilled. They can't really get down there. The divers are down there swimming in complete darkness. Even when they have lamps, the lamps are just reflecting all of the particles all around them. They can't see anything. So it is just still a very difficult scene to work in and to investigate.
It is breathtaking, and I don't mean that in a positive way, but it's just astounding and breathtaking to watch the video of how quickly the bridge collapsed. What did its design have to do with that? I understand that unlike a brick wall where maybe a couple of bricks fall out, but it remains standing, this thing was all one piece and just went down as a result of that.
Everyone from the Secretary of Transportation on down to every engineer that I've talked to has been clear that there is not a bridge in the world that is designed to withstand a ship the length of the Empire State Building loaded with containers ramming into it. It rammed into it at 8 miles an hour, but that is an incredible impact force. There are barriers that bridge builders often bridge and that are now mandated to be built around the pillars that support the bridge to avoid a ship strike like this. Those kind of barriers to protect the pillars have been mandated since the 90s, but this bridge was built in the 70s, and it has not been retrofitted with those barriers.
Is there one more announcement from the NTSB tonight or recently that you think is important to leave us with?
I just think it's really important to remember that the investigators are still working. It generally takes about a year and a half to get a final report, and they tend to be very, very careful with speculation and making assumptions or going on partial information, and really the information that they have at this point is very limited.